Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, what do you think of Fat Boy's debut of his new laugh off the air? That was wild. Mm-hmm. It's like an awkward laugh.
Do it again because people don't know.
It's like a Bobcat Goldthwait laugh.
Not too far.
Wasn't that one.
That's what it was.
Very disturbing. That's not allowed. Are you okay?
That's what it was.
Happy birthday, Darius.
Be careful what you wish for.
Happy birthday,
Darius. I think you got it.
Put on a little deer here.
Well, let's talk about a tour announcement, okay? And next year, Iron Maiden and Megadeth are going out together, and they're coming to PNC Music Pavilion.
Mega Maiden.
About a year from now, Saturday, September 12th. Why do you care? Why is that a big deal? Well,
because it's Maiden, brother.
Eddie.
Iron Maiden, Megadeth. All right, so there's speculation that Megadeth will have a new version of Metallica's Ride the Lightning on their next album because the song was written when Dave Mustaine was still in the band and he's one of the credited writers, so he can take it back. So that's what I'm saying. I'm throwing it out there. This is going to be a big show.
But if he co-wrote it, though, there's...
He gets...
How does that work? When, let's say that I am... who do I want to be? Not want to be, but who would
sure.
I be? No, let's be a guy this time.
The Fogerty situation really applies here. He did not sing all those hits because they weren't his for whatever reason.
But when you go see any artist and, you know, let's say if they're newer, they rely on this. They'll always do like a couple covers in the middle, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They'll kick it off with their newer song and then they'll do a couple covers. Is everybody out there feeling that one? All right, I think we've got one more left in us. Hey, yeah. All right, we're going to do our hit now.
do the hit.
When they do those covers, are they having to pay royalties? Because they're making money off of singing whoever's songs.
Mm-hmm.
But even like big time concerts, like Foo Fighters did a brief, like a couple minutes of Dark Side of the Moon in
Atlanta.
Yeah,
you have to give them.
Does that count if you do it live?
No.
I don't know why it wouldn't. Like when they use music in wrestling, they have to pay, you know, those artists. You know, a royalty or what? Like Elton John gets AEW money.
Oh, yeah.
They use Saturday
Night.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I might have to ask someone who I know is gets paid to perform music. Does anyone have any numbers?
A Metallica's version, which appeared on their 1984 album of the same name, Ride the Lightning, is credited to all four members at the same time: Mustaine, James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, and Cliff Burton. So we'll see what happens when they go and tour with this, and you know, are we going to hear songs that we've never heard before from Megadeth? Probably.
Well, who speaks on behalf of Cliff?
You know what's really interesting is that there was no outlet for Metallica in Greenville, South Carolina when that album came out. But yet they still played the Greenville Memorial Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And I don't know pre-internet. I mean, I get how it worked. But like, I just remember sitting in class at Wade Hampton High School when this kid came and sat down and he had on a shirt from the concert the night before. And I was like, God, I think it was like a Pusshead shirt. It was real, like, graphic-looking kind of thing. That was the designer, Pusshead.
When we switched formats.
What a name.
But anyway, I was like, what is that? And he's like, you don't know who Metallica is? And I was like, no. Where would I have heard of them at? They don't play them at skating rink.
Metallica fans are just completely different. They'll turn your back to you if you're...
Well, he sat in front of me.
If they don't like the opening band or whatever, they're just so hardcore. And the first song that we played was a Metallica song. When we went on the air.
Did he punch you for asking a stupid question?
Oh, I'd whooped his ass. He couldn't have. He was a skinny little thing.
He must have had both of his
balls. I mean, skinny people could beat me up, and I'm saying not that particular one. His brother was a bastard. I mean,
Oh, that was his nickname? That's a cool nickname for us.
Yeah, it was.
Look out for the bastard.
Boy. I questioned if they had the same father.
Sugar Bear would even say, look out for the bastard.
If you're planning on going out tonight, trick-or-treating, et cetera,
surely.
Even though they did that last weekend, here are the list of the top Halloween costumes, just in case you didn't get yours. You can go right out and get it.
Members only jacket.
At number 5, superhero. Any of them.
Any of them.
Yeah, even Maggot.
I told Fat Boy about that.
That's right? I don't know.
There's a Marvel character named Maggot. Two T's.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure Rob Young already knew about it because he knows the characters.
Yeah.
Number 4.
He might have some maggot comments.
Sergeant Slafter clearly knows about
a ghost. Always big.
You got to watch out with that one, you know.
You talking about the movie? Like Oda May?
That's a great movie.
I see a lot of kids dressed as Oda May.
I'm going to have pottery on me.
You can walk around with a pottery wheel and a hot dude behind you?
I am. That's my costume.
Hey, you're going to sit here pulling pennies up beside the wall.
Number 3, a witch.
But she's going to be dressed as a Catholic nun. She's going to get the movies mixed up.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, that's Sister Act.
Oh, dang it,
guys. Oh, you say
Part
that.
Part 2, Back in the Habit.
But I was supposed to go to that.
I know.
And be in the audience, and I send my friend Brian Beacock from high school.
Wait, what? Hang on a second.
That's his name.
Is his last name Beacock or his middle initial was B?
Brian went, and then this other guy
went. No, for real. What's his last name?
Beacock.
I'm looking this dude up.
I think that's the NBC streamer page.
Uh-oh.
No? God dang it, man. Brian Beacock.
You know what? Like, California's a different country. She's hanging out with people with last name Drinkwater, people with last name Beacock, Eckersley, many others.
I didn't hang out with any Eckersley. She was my customer. One time. Well, she was very nice.
Is that the guy?
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
He's very handsome.
Says he's a voice actor.
Oh.
Well, he did Broadway and stuff. He was very, I don't know.
So that's a working name. It can't
probably be Broadway at the beach.
Anyway, so.
Do you remember Paige?
No, he doesn't remember me.
Chickle Big Hooters from California.
Not at all. Okay,
she's
number 3.
She's from Dublin, but she's not Irish.
No, not at all. Number 3, witch.
You think she's always right?
She used to bang Ron Reese.
Okay, I'm going to lay that to rest. I never did.
And a brother's
not face. Only is 6 inches shorter than me, but
God, how long is yours?
I don't have one. I'm lacking in that. But he's not very tall.
Oh, here's a real fat one too. I don't think that's the one. There's a lot of Brian Beacocks.
It's probably not that one.
That is so wild.
Okay,
I just hung
3,
out with Smiths and Jacksons and Joneses and Palms.
Number 2, a princess never fails. I saw so many princesses out.
There's only 2 Jeremy Ellenbergs, me and a pitcher.
Yeah, that's all right, because you're a pitcher.
Who's cuter? You or him?
I mean, he was a college athlete, so me.
Well, he is pretty eyes, I have to say. All germ. The number one costume if you're going out with your kids is Spider-Man. Spider-Man always wins. They love Spider-Man. You can't go wrong. If your kids want to go out tonight, just take them out and get them a Spider-Man costume. And I'll be honest with you, it won't just be tonight that he wears this.
That's true.
It's probably going to be the whole month of Spider-Man. So you got to commit and get used to it.
See, and that's interesting because that's Jasper's favorite. You know, him and Hulk. Mm-hmm. He loves Hulk. We don't correct him when he says the Incredible Hulk. That's just how he talks.
And
I think it's cute because I am a honky, and I think it's fun.
Honky.
But he loves Spider-Man. But not being Spider-Man this afternoon, you know, he wanted to be that of a vampire.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Like,
I can't wait to take the
grandpire.
Pictures. I'm grandpire.
You're going to keep him out till 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock?
We're not going to bed.
It's going to be all night.
Yeah, we're going to Glow Bowl.
And then you're going to sell the candy to restaurants afterwards.
Glow Bowl.
Yeah, we're going to go have breakfast at a Hacienda.
Welcome to Glow Bowl. If you never had a seizure before, you're going to get one tonight.
That's beautiful.
Too much of a pussy to ever take acid? Well, it feels like you are when you're in here.
Oh, boy. My goodness.
I've worn out my welcome
like
today.
You made it sound like a condition, though.
Well, no.
Get to it because you got...
Wow. Okay. Right, Jethro says he knows a guy who named his car.
He knows a guy, sure.
Oh, you know he knows a guy.
He knows a lot
Jethro
of guys.
Says he knows a guy whose name is Dave, and he drives a Mustang.
Dave Mustang. Jethro's not doing so hot after last night. His team sucks. Man.
What happened? What happened to Miami?
Nah, they're terrible.
I'm sorry.
Quarterbacks, awful.
Sorry, Jethro.
The coach is a little out there, but he's probably going to get fired.
God, now you make him feel really
bad.
No,
it's true. They've had hard times.
They stink. Everybody was wearing the bags on the head last night. Mm. Fins up, though.
You must have bet against them.
Fins up.
Did you? Did you play on them? Play that one?
I had a little bit. I was like, oh, no. Well, look, last week they smoked the Falcons.
Yeah.
You think they turned it around, which was a fluke. Falcons should have won that game.
I expect more out of Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, God almighty.
Good God almighty, man.
He's probably one of the best players in football.
I would agree.
Plus, he looks like Predator. He's intimidating. And he's named after a condiment. So, there you go. Mustard.
Oh.
That's Dijon.
That's not Dijon. That's
Grey
No,
Poupon.
It's Dijon.
Dijon Watson.
Grey Poupon.
That's Deshaun.
You think of the wrong.
I went to the movie theaters to Bijou.
You think of Deshaun Frise, the dog.
That's a Bijon Frise.
Deshaun. It's Bichon. It's a white dog. My mom had one.
Of course she did, Paige.
Boy, did Brian Beatcock have one, too?
I don't know.
There's a T in his last name, right?
No.
Did I say it wrong?
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. And my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What? You're about to hear it's a real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, as always, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid. The very stupid.
You know what tomorrow is? It's Halloween. And today is Facebook fussing. Here we go. Scene one. Playing the role of Decapitate is Matt Man. Playing the role of Mama Fied is Fat Boy. Playing the role of her daughter Tara Fied is Matt Man. Playing the role of Jacqueline Hoff is Paige.
Okay.
And action. Quick poll for my fellow neighbors in Blank Blanco Estates. Do you agree that there should be someone at the gate on Halloween checking to make sure the kids and their parents and or guardians actually live here? Pumpkin emoji, ghost emoji. Every year, people from outside of our community come in because, well, we give out great candy and it's safe. That's why we live in a gated community, to keep the unsafe out. Please check agree or disagree. And I'm sure that most of you feel the same way that I do.
LMAO decapitate. Nobody's voting because you sound like the Halloween Border Patrol. License and candy permit, please. Crying laughing emoji. Sombrero emoji.
Oh, hey, Mama Fied. Didn't realize you still lurk around the page since you moved out. I'm just saying what everybody's thinking. Nobody wants strangers flooding the neighborhood.
D. You hand out full-size Snickers and frickin' Twixes. You're why they come here. This ain't about safety. It's about you wanting credit for your candy budget.
You know, we work hard to afford this community, Mama Fied. It's not my fault if people from other areas, and you know what I mean, try to take advantage.
Two big eyeball emojis. Other areas? You mean kids in Spider-Man costumes? What are they taking advantage of? You're flipping porch lights? Hashtag self, hashtag righteous, hashtag witch, hashtag replace the W with a hashtag B.
What the hell?
Mummified, you moved to Poodle Creek. Don't they have, like, wild trick-or-treaters running around without supervision? I've heard stories.
Stories? Oh, come on, Decapitate. It's not the Walking Dead in Guadalajara. It's kids with freaking glow sticks. Calm down, Count Gatula.
Count Gatula, okay, whatever. Some of us just prefer to feel safe instead of surrounded by riffraff. I don't know. I'm not sorry, Mama. I just can't let it go on.
Hey, Dee. Hey, Mama. I'm new here. Smile emoji. Just want to say I think it's so sweet that Decapitate wants to protect kiddos. We don't get many trick-or-treaters where I used to live. Just bats in the attic, LOL. Bat emoji.
Jacqueline Hoff. No, don't encourage her. You're about to get volunteer for flashlight duty at the darn gate.
Oh, gosh, no. I'm too scared to check IDs. Last time I told someone, you're not from here. It was my mailman. Three crying, laughing emojis.
See, Mama, Jacqueline Hoff gets it. We just want safe candy distribution. It's not all that deep.
Decapitate. You say that like you're FEMA for fun-sized Milky Ways. You know your husband hates you doing this.
Okay, and you say that like you forgot how to behave in a gated community. Maybe that's why you had to move, huh, Mama Fide? And keep my husband out of your mouth. Not like that. I mean his name. Keep it out. Darn, I'm mad. Mom, this lady's nuts. You don't need a candy cop at the gate. What's she gonna do? Frisk a 6-year-old Elsa? And who even are you? Shouldn't you be on Facebook for teens, you little girl?
That's my daughter, Terrified. Watch your flipping mouth.
Oh, Terrified. You're Mummified's daughter. Okay, Well, that explains a lot. Apples, trees, dogs, and fleas. You know what? You're a real bitch, Decapitate.
Terrified! You can't say that!
Oh, please, Mummified. I'm glad they moved. Trash knows trash. Tell your demoted husband I said hi. I hope he's enjoying life in Poodle Creek, where the only thing unsafe is that someone stole your damn golf course. Ninja emoji, golf course emoji.
You know what, Decapitate? Keep your gate. Just remember, locks don't fix ugly.
Okay, and poor don't fix jealous. Happy Halloween, you count. Oopsies, I misspelled that.
End scene.
Oh my God.
Scene number 2. Playing the role of Robin Graves is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Demonic is Mattman. Playing the role of Beheaded is Paige. Playing the role of Rick or Treat is Fat Boy. And the narrator, of course, is Paige. And action.
This post is from the Silver Blank Neighborhood Facebook page, where every argument starts with, as a mother, and ends with someone getting blocked. This post came from a woman who doesn't even live there, but joined the group to complain about the, quote, scary decorations.
So, I don't live in Silver Blank, but my family drives through every Halloween because y'all give out good candy. But listen, whoever lives at 217 Oak Blank Blank, y'all have taken things way too far, okay? That damn yard looks like a murder scene. There's blood on the driveway and a clown hanging from a tree and some kind of dead baby thing by the porch. My 6-year-old screamed and dropped her bucket, so little much, don't you think?
Oh my God, not only do you people invade our neighborhood and mooch, now you bitch on Facebook. Guess what? If your kid can't handle Halloween, take her ass to a trunk or treat or leave her at home. Problem solved.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize that decorate your damn house like a gross-ass H piece of blank was the neighborhood style. But y'all accomplished that, and you're lucky we ain't face-to-face right now. But we could be real quick.
I gotta be honest. I actually agree with Robin. I do live here, and honestly, it's tacky. Every year that house gets worse. My husband and I have to drive past it constantly, and every year from September to November, and we're just over it. So give it up already. Ugh.
Thank you. Damn thank you. There ain't no need to be that filthy on Halloween. Trying to scare these damn babies out there. They don't know no better.
Man, you always got something to bitch about. If it ain't Halloween decorations, it's the Christmas decorations. And how you think it's stupid that we have a neighborhood praying. And how about if you're going to be a bitch, do it on your husband, okay? Do it to him and don't make the rest of us suffer, okay?
At least my yard doesn't look like a crime scene. Some of us have standards.
Oh, blowing out your ass, Dee. It's Halloween. There's going to be a little bit of darkness, you know. How about worrying about your own house and that rat's nest that you call a yard? Maybe sit this one out.
People bring their children through here, and this is the image we display. They shouldn't have to see hanging bodies on the way to trick-or-treat.
They don't need to be bringing their mooch-ass kids in here anyway. How about this? How about we make a deal? If you come in here to get our candy, you don't get to bitch about our decorations. It's a neighborhood, not a daycare. F off if you don't like it.
Hey, I'm Bee's husband. I usually don't comment on this kind of thing, but well, I agree with my wife. That display is just too much. I mean, come on. There's fake guts all over the mailbox. Thank you, Rick. Finally, a man with some sense.
Huh. A man with my sense, my ass. More like a bitch with a keyboard. Hey, Rick, you bitch. Do you enjoy me pointing you in every direction when you're cutting your own grass? Because I've seen it. Or do you enjoy being such a sub to your controlling wife? Maybe just sit this one out to you, simp.
First off, that's uncalled for. All I'm just saying is, well, it's disturbing. We've had neighbors complain about their kids crying.
You had neighbors complain about you. You, Rick or Treat, wearing socks with Crocs, too. But nobody bitched about that.
Hang on a damn minute. You are way out of line talking about my husband like that.
Well, guess what? I'm talking to you like that, too, you dumb old bitch.
Wow. Real mature. Y'all are just, you know, proud of being trashy figures, I reckon.
Oh, we're trashy. Bitch, you're the one who brings your kids to our neighborhood because you can't afford full-size candy bars from them fat little government-dependent sugar-sucking booger-eaters that you call kids.
Bitch, I will escalate this, and you do not want that. Trust me. I'll get this whole damn thing shut down, and all y'all gonna suffer.
You wish you could afford an Escalade. The only thing you shutting down is a McDonald's drive-thru, you buck-tooth fat bitch.
Real nice, D. It's people like you who make our property values drop every October.
I wouldn't mind dropping you like a pound of sugar right where you stand. Then if I did that, you would tell your bitch of a husband when to wipe his own butt, wouldn't you?
Okay. That's uncalled for. I can wipe my own ass. You dumb whore, you! Talking about her husband like that. It's proving our point. You people are nasty.
Well, if you don't like it, you can stay in your trailer park, chick.
Keep your candy, bitch. I'll make sure the HOA finds your ass.
Well, good luck, Butch, because they already gave him best yard display. So kiss the middle of my ass, maybe.
Oh, I bet you'd love my face all in that, wouldn't you?
End scene.
I think you meant...
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it? I did. I felt as though I had said bitch a few too many times, so I did change it last minute to butch. Although some are probably offended by that as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
break it down.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say, hey, weirdos born on the 31st of October. Halloween babies.
Halloween babies.
Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
We're starting at a pretty old age. Well, I mean, like, for birthdays, at least.
Oh, I do. Vanilla Ice.
It is Vanilla Ice. Rob Van Winkle.
It could have been nice if you swerved me with a little Bowie. No, it was David Bowie.
Bowie and Q.
Kiki. I want to see, is there anyone in the history of music that has made a 35-year career off of
one song?
I mean, he had, he had a couple.
Lee Greenwood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he still had he grabbed onto something, like patriotism. Like, this dude,
yeah,
he's a honky, and he jumped in the rap game, and
He's so nice, though.
Remember that?
This guy. God, oh, my gosh.
I completely forgot that I've met Vanilla Ice. But he was doing rock and roll then. He had dreadlocks. It was...
Yeah.
I wanted the big bouffant.
That was like, Stone Avenue, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was playing Ground Zero. Yeah.
Exactly. I always heard that he was real smart with his money. Like, he has a good business
He's
sense.
Crafty. He does that.
I think if your middle modeling. Name... If you're... Your part of your name has Van in it, I think you'd probably do good financially.
Yeah.
Like my buddy Tony Vanguard.
Tony Vanguard.
Your buddy.
Let's say Winklevoss is
59. Girl, don't stand by.
Wait, just to say
57?
Hi.
57?
No, I didn't drove by the step time.
To the next stop. The block is dead. The block is dead, yo. So I continue to A1A. Detroit Avenue. Girls were hot wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers driving like bikinis. Jealous because I'm out getting mines. Shade with a gauge and Vanilla with a nine.
We'll be performing
in
the basement of Wild Wing later tonight.
They missed the dancing together. That was your sort of in unison.
Come on out to Peckerwood Karaoke tonight at the Wing.
Get it down.
I'm a real wild one. Peckerwood Karaoke in the Wing Bar tonight.
Did you say?
How'd you guys guess?
I said 59.
I said 57.
He's 58 years old. Oh, split me in the middle.
Right down the middle.
Well, poop.
He does those cons, too. Like, we went to one in Atlanta that he was at, and, like, it was mile long.
I respect a man that's good with a hammer.
Mile long con?
Oh, yeah. He did the Carpenter show.
Yeah, he did.
Dude, I meant to tell you during sports. Jose Canseco and Ozzy Canseco have a, I don't know if it's just a YouTube show, but it's where they go fix up houses.
What?
Are theirs good?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
I saw a glimpse of it yesterday on.
Damn. That's hot.
Wait, so Jose's using all the tools, like the nail gun?
They both are. Like, honestly, at
Can
first it was hard,
the kitchen?
Hard
That's
to tell
even sexier.
Which was which. Because they're pretty similar in age.
Love
all right.
It.
Is it Biff Pocoroba's birthday?
It is not.
Sid Bream?
No.
Is it a Brave?
It is a Brave. It's not Glenn Hubbard either.
Former?
Former. Because remember, Vanilla Ice, and we're going in order.
That's true. Good point.
So 50.
Ralph Garr.
Is it a big one?
Claudel Washington.
Not a big one.
59.
He is in the Hall of Fame.
He hasn't said who it is yet.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I could give you a clue, but I might give it away.
If she gets it right off of not even know who it is, I'd give up.
Well, I'll tell you, she's not right.
Okay.
But she's close.
Well, I don't know who it is, though.
Whoever it is, it's 58.
Did he hit 4 home runs in one game?
He's got a nickname. The crime dog.
Ah, Fred.
McGriff.
Never got to meet him either.
Close.
McGriff.
McGriff. You're thinking of Mark McGriff.
She's thinking of Mark.
How old is the dude?
Every morning, I'm saying.
Sugar dog. Mark McGriff.
Sugar dog. Shook, shook,
shook. He's also 58.
Shook, shook,
shook. Quick math here.
Shook, 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 shook.
It's not a big one. Or he's 61.
You gotta wait for the slow guy here. Not like that.
Yeah, wait. Come for on, Wade Hampton.
Get
man.
It up. I'm sorry.
She is horny.
She called you Pokey. You gotta call her Gumby, damn it.
What did you say, Paige?
I said 61 or 58, either one.
She said, give it up, Pokey, is what she said.
You should gamble. I will say...
Oscar.
Oh, big afro. Big afro puffs.
Lynn Hubbard, too.
62 or 63?
He is 62 years old today.
Look at you.
Look at you. I want you to look.
Got half credit. Mike D.
It is not Michael Diamond's birthday.
Ad Rock.
It is King Ad Rock.
You know, there's none higher.
There's not. This is a great
Sucker
video.
Sucker MCs. They call him Sire.
Remember this video where they point out the guy in the crowd who's asleep at the concert?
You know, they made some of the absolute best videos ever, and they made some of the absolute worst music video. I think I said interviews. Music videos.
Dude, if you got Apple Cross TV, go check out their documentary. It was good.
What is it? What is like the? I know their story. Like, what's it? Did they face any like racist? Like, I don't want to say reverse racism because that's a wrong. That doesn't even make sense. But like, because they were entering the game, even though they had like Russell Simmons in their corner.
They just get to the whole history of it, like you know, with Def Jam, and there's no LL Cool J without Beastie Boys.
That's true.
They found him.
God, and they didn't. Yeah, and they didn't get nothing off him the way they do it now. Mm. They like MLM it. It's time. I say that he is also 62.
King Ad Rock's 59 years old.
You went out of order.
Yeah, I did actually. Because I had to write Fred down
you
myself.
You need me to do the birthday?
I had to go find Fred. You know, Rick Rubin said one of the most perfect strongs ever constructed was a Chop Suey, System of a Down. He explained it like in music terms. I can't, but he was talking about how great it was.
He is a genius.
Oh, yeah.
He is a genius, but I feel like he's like a human AI. And by that, yeah. And I mean, you know, if you ever see any of the documentaries or the way he, like, he'll listen to the song as the artist has written it and says, hey, you ever heard this song by the... by Buddy Holly when he did this part. Put that in there. And so it's like he's drawing in from all this inspiration, but it's not an original thing. He's applying it to... It's brilliant, yeah. But at the same time, it's like it's not like an that original
was,
thought.
I saw this was part of Prince's brilliance, way he could rearrange music.
He composed like hell.
He would see it in lights, probably.
Yeah.
He also dressed like a pirate.
A purple pirate. I think I know the answer to this, but I'm gonna
suck it. I saw it a minute ago.
Yep, Rob Schneider.
Oh,
making copies.
You know what? I can.
No, he was super nice when I interviewed him. I mean, just one of the nicest people. And he was, you know, he's talking about his girls.
Yeah,
you put your weed in there.
Plus,
trying.
I mean, we've all had those days where we just acted like complete. Buttholes and
big ones.
Don't want to be judged for the rest of your life because of that one thing.
That was probably a big misunderstanding.
I'm sure it was. I blame Roy Hummers, actually.
I do too, actually.
I don't blame
actually.
Anybody.
He probably gave the wrong time to him or something.
Anyways.
I'm messing with you, Roy. I love you, man.
I'll
I need tickets to things.
AKA Ray.
63? I don't know.
I think I've already said suck it, so.
Do you want to rescind the suck?
I will rescind the suck.
Okay.
Are we in order, though, of any kind?
Yeah, we are now because.
All right, also 62.
He is 62 years old, same age as Fred McGriff.
Okay.
They look very similar.
Yeah, I can't fault him because he was just a complete gentleman.
What about us? Former CBS Evening News anchor. Back when we had the big three, there was Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw, and this gentleman.
Oh, freaking Dan Rather.
Dan Rather's with him. Dan Rather.
CBS.
What was his deal?
Remember he had that...
He lied about Iraq.
No, that was Brian Williams. Yeah. But there was something about it,
yeah. Said his helicopter got attacked.
Oh, Lord.
Something about Dan Rather misremembering something, or I think he reported something that wasn't verified.
Didn't quote a source.
Oh, Lord.
Correctly.
We wouldn't have news if that was the case these days.
Okay, it was in 2004.
Not your news page. I meant like news. Yeah. News. We do the headies here.
We don't do news here, really.
Questioning W's Vietnam era Texas Air National Guard service. The documents that they put on 60 Minutes were forged.
Oh, God.
I mean, did the whole...
CBS did not authenticate the documents.
Did the director, did the producer, did everybody get fired? Or is just him, the presenter? Because, you know, he's just
a figurehead.
Yeah, this makes it seem like they all came down on Rather. He was forced out in 2006.
Well, he should do his due diligence, I guess.
He filed a lawsuit against the network for $70 million.
He should.
claiming he was a scapegoat for the flawed report.
There you go.
Well, I mean, exactly there's right. in a lawsuit was in dismissed. A network situation, you've got producers and writers that put your stuff together, and you've got so many stories to get to.
When you were in the
Tommy
news,
Amos works them all in, man.
Like, is there not like an attorney on call?
Just, yes.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're my lawyer.
And there's...
Hey, folks, it's me. What do you need?
They have, you know...
I bit a dog, Rob. Help me out.
There's someone at the gate to keep people from coming in.
What do they call that person?
Gatekeeper.
A guard.
How old's Daniel Rather?
91.
Oh, 71?
Oh, you want to... You sure? You want to age?
I don't know.
94 years old.
Oh, gosh, he is up there. You're right.
For Dan Rather, isn't it? Early 2000s, they forced him out.
I don't think I lived during Cronkite, but that was the one that was the guy's like, you see him, come on, like, oh, God. Peter Jennings never scared me.
No, did pretty good for a guy who didn't finish college.
Yeah.
Find me a bigger three, happy heavenly birthdays, and Paige will kiss your ass. Michael Landon, Little Joe himself.
I like him.
89 years old, he would have been. Brian Piccolo, Brian Song.
Man.
Yeah.
Freaking Gale Sayers.
Would have been 82 years old.
What, did he die from cancer?
Yep.
God, I am sorry.
I don't know what kind of cancer, though.
My stomach's growling.
And a big birthday.
I believe it was colon or stomach, one of the two.
That's there's, terrible.
If he was still with us, I believe this probably might have been his threshold birthday. That we might not have had him too much longer after this, but I don't know. John Candy would have been 75 years old.
Oh, wow.
Died in 1994.
Bless it.
And if you haven't seen the documentary on Amazon, you got to watch it.
Like, it sounds at this point like we're like influencers for it, but no, we're just telling you, like, it's great.
If you're a John Candy fan, you'll love it.
And he's authentically nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he wasn't just, you know, playing a character. He generally was a...
Piccolo started with... I had never heard it. It started with stomach and moved to testicular cancer.
Oh,
there's an NBA player right now with testicular cancer for the Thunder, I saw. Young guy, too.
Man. That's awful.
Bless him.
Go get checked out.
I would like to say this.
Boo! I mean, I should have told you that. Well, next month is is it Prostate Cancer Awareness Month? Which one is November?
No shave.
I can't remember if it's for prostate or...
I like it.
Testicular? The blue. It's blue and you don't shave.
I don't know, Paige, you're into body hair. Is it the guys? I don't know. Do women celebrate that? No ass November.
Hopefully not.
I celebrate No Woman, No Cry.
Bob Marley.
Big Marley.
November.
Fan.
Then I met.
That's a great song.
Then I remember.
It's true.
When we used to.
I'm not going to find
my
it.
Here's Rich Town.
It's American Diabetes Month. Did you know that? November?
I did. I'm going to that thing at the Hyatt that Inario got me, and I'm glad to.
Okay, so Movember, they want you to grow the mustache in awareness for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and suicide prevention.
Yes.
All three together.
Well, don't take any most medicines that they advertise. That's a good way to start.
Yeah, what's up with that, man? Recall all the high blood pressure medicines.
Dude. Like, you talk about, like, that would make your blood pressure go up to see that your high blood pressure medicine got recalled.
Yeah.
Between that and fruit cocktail. It's been a rough week.
It's a vicious circle. That's the guy Paige went to school with.
Fruit cocktail?
Yeah. That might have been his nickname.
What was his last name again?
I don't know.
Beacock. Brian Beacock.
Yeah. He was in the Killer Bees.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
No, that was Brian Bui Boyle.
That's a good name. The Beacocks.
If you're going out tonight, you're going out tonight. Be careful.
Oh, yeah. Be careful. Don't drink and drive.
Be safe. Don't eat apples.
Put your hand in the wrong bag.
Yeah. And what? Don't put your hand in anyone else's bag?
In the wrong bag.
Okay. Which?
Yeah. Don't follow kids with candy.
No.
Let them come to you.
No.
That's a good strategy.
creepy.
And catch them on the podcast. We're on all the major podcasts.
Download the app at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. promptly.
Yeah.
And we will be live back Monday at 6 a.m.
Oh, look how that works.
I'm not saying a third six. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Happy Halloween. God bless America. It is good. Watch your hands.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.